What is up? What is good? Thank y'all for tuning in with Miss LaRae. I hope y'all are having a great day. Thank y'all for always supporting me. Thank you for supporting me on Instagram. Thank you for being on Instagram Live right now. Thank you for supporting me on SoundCloud. Thank you for supporting me on YouTube Live and tuning in live with me as of right now. I want to clap it up for y'all for supporting me and always staying in tune with what I've got. I am now shooting episode 3. Clap it up for that, y'all. Yeah, clap it up for episode 3. I know, I dropped episode 3 this week, I think, and then I took it down. I know I messed up on that, but I just want y'all to be patient with me. I know I messed up, and I just want y'all to keep tuning in no matter what. I feel like y'all deserve the quality that I want to give. Y'all deserve the topics that need to be discussed to keep your interest and also to keep you motivated. I hope you're staying motivated as you tune in to my IG stories, as you tune in to my episodes on my podcast. I want to shout out to This Is Uno. And the reason why I want to shout out to him, he was one of the first people that was like, yo, you need to go on YouTube Live. He has been watching some of my Instagram stories as well. So if you are on Instagram, follow him. It is This Is Uno. All right. Just like the card game. All right. So just shout out to him for that. I appreciate the support and everybody that's tuning in right now. All right. So now let's get into episode 3, y'all. Let's get into episode 3. Clap it up for that. Woo! Yeah. First off, I'm going to start off with my agenda. I want to start off with saying that there's going to be some topics on here that I hope y'all can get some information from, some inspiration from. And if you can't, at least be able to get a good listen in to my podcast episode. All right. So let's go down the agenda. Y'all know I already have an agenda, as I always do. The first thing I want to discuss today is some updates from episode 2. So we did talk about the 10-year-old boy who was charged with an assault case. I know. It was an assault case that was not necessary. Okay. And so we want to do an update on that with you guys. And also ASAP Rocky, as y'all know, he was in prison in Sweden. Let's do another, because I still don't understand that case at all. But I want to give y'all an update on that. I found out some additional information. I feel like I should share it with y'all and keep y'all updated and current on the things that I've been talking about in my podcast episodes. If you have not been tuning in, again, you can find me on SoundCloud, MISSLA_RAE, and also on YouTube Live, MISSLA_RAE podcast. And so also you can follow me on Instagram. I did change my Instagram name. It is MISS_LA_RAE_podcast. And I did that because I want anybody to identify me as a podcast channel, a podcast page. And so that's the reason why I did that. So let's just get straight to it. All right. So after I update you, these are the topics as they come. As y'all know, my favorite part of my segments in my episodes is to give something positive out to you all as things cross my mind, as thoughts cross my mind, hoping that they can positively return back to you as they come to me. And we can just learn and grow together and share things that we have. So if you are on any of my pages that I just listed, please feel free to drop some comments about some of the things that I've been talking about, because I want to get your thoughts and let's just share and let's grow together. All right. So one of the first topics that pertains to that is I want to talk about you are your own competition. All right. Let's clap it up for just having yourself as your own competition. All right. Woo! Yeah, because I feel like there's some times when we're trying to do things business-wise or career-wise, or no matter what it is that you have that's your passion, and we end up making other people in that same area our competition. And so I want to talk about what I feel about that. I'm not going to give too much just yet, because I feel like, let's just keep it pushing to the next topic and we'll get to that when it's time to. All right. Second topic I want to bring up is I have been studying Milan Rouge. I don't know if anybody knows who that is, but she is the owner of Milano de Rouge, right? And she is a fashion designer. I call it a brand. She is the brand ambassador for her fashion designing label. And she has inspired me a lot. I don't know if anybody has been told yet, but I'm definitely big in fashion. And I definitely plan on coming out with my own fashion brand very soon. So I just want to, you know, give you my thought on her. I think she's dope. I think she's coming up. She's coming straight out of Philly. And so she, you know, she's, and you know what you call coming out from the trenches, but you know, also coming out on top, type of deal. And so I want to talk about that, and how I feel about her brand and her clothes in general. I also want to talk about the ICE situation, the ICE. What up, Artist Mill Studios, AMI, thank you for tuning in live. Hey, but I also want to talk about ICE. The immigration and customs enforcement situations that have been going on around the country. It's some things that I feel like is just crazy. And I feel like Miss LaRae got to start talking about it. All right. Next, I want to talk about some promos. As y'all know, I love to support who? U.S. Capital Us. We got to support ours. You got to support yours. Because if we ain't supporting us and you ain't supporting yours, then how can we grow as a culture, as a Black community? And I just want to talk about that, all right? I also want to promote some of the events and businesses that I have been tuned into and plugged into, and give an opportunity for you guys to know about these new events and new businesses that are going around in the area that I am currently in. But anybody who wants any promo for any other businesses in other areas, it doesn't have to just be NC. I rep NC all day because that's where I'm from, but I don't have to just promote for those businesses. All right. So if you have a business, if you're an artist, if you are a person who's just trying to come up in any type of business endeavor in general, feel free to reach out to me, DM me on Instagram. If you have my personal number, text me, call me. I want to help y'all get your businesses and your information out there, because I feel like that's the way to go. All right. So support what? Capital US us, and support what? Yours. Let's clap it up for that. Woo! Yeah. Yeah. All right, so let's get into the first topic that I discussed. I wanted to talk to you guys about the update on the 10-year-old boy who was charged with an assault case. And we talked about it last episode, and so I just wanted to follow up on it. He was charged because of a dodgeball game, y'all. I don't know if y'all remember, if you watched my last episode, but he was charged with hitting someone with a dodgeball in a dodgeball game. And I just think that's real crazy, because it's like, can I not just play a simple game of dodgeball without being charged with assault as if I'm a grown adult? He wasn't anything but 10 years old. But we did find out that the case got dismissed. So let's clap it up for that. Yeah, clap it up for that, y'all. It did get dismissed. I think it was bonkers. I think it was ridiculous. And I think it was something that should have not even come into play. One, he's 10 years old. Okay, so he shouldn't be tried as an adult for an assault case. Now, when we talk about assault cases, I'm thinking about murder, might follow that particular instance. I'm thinking about somebody got into a fight, a physical altercation. I'm thinking about a weapon has been involved. I mean, it was a ball. I don't know if you call a ball a weapon, but I feel like, you know, at the end of the day, it's like a dodgeball game to me does not warrant an assault case. So I'm just happy and elated and glad that he had the opportunity to have the case dismissed. I mean, I saw pictures on Instagram and everywhere, and it was like he was being ridiculed with that situation. So clap it up for just him being dismissed and having an opportunity to be let go of that case in his life. Yeah, because they always, you know, it's always something that tries to hold us down. All right, and so my next update is that we know that ASAP Rocky has been talked about in the media about his situation in Sweden. And unfortunately, he went over to Sweden for a show and was harassed. And he was charged for fighting out there in Sweden, and now he's in prison, or he was in prison. He has now been on temporary release. All right, so let's clap it up for ASAP Rocky being on temporary release. Woo! I am so elated for that, because I just feel like, you know, when we're out here trying to do the things we do and we get caught up in those scenarios and those situations, it can be tough. The one thing that I will give advice to anybody who's out there traveling and doing business and doing shows and doing anything for entertainment, pure entertainment, out and outside of the country, just really, like, you know, be careful, watch yourself, watch your back. You never know who's following up behind you. And also, just learn the customs, the rules, laws, regulations. Unfortunately, everybody is not as open to certain things as it is here in the U.S. And we want to just make sure that the people that are in the U.S. come back and don't have to deal with a situation like ASAP Rocky did. But clap it up for ASAP having the opportunity to be released. I'm so glad that he was able to be released, at least temporarily, and be able to see his family, wash his butt. I mean, I did see where he was, like, talking about he was just glad to be able to go home and see his family, but also get a shower in. So I'm like, whoa, what's been going on? What's really been going on? All right. So clap up for that. And those are just my updates for right now from the last episode. And I want to get into the topics for episode 3. All right. Let's jump right into it. So I did tell you that I would talk to you about you are your own competition, right? And what I mean by that is, a lot of times we work in the same industry with other people, and we feel like because we're in the same industry, we have to compete with somebody else that's in the same industry. We have to compare, you know, and what I wanted to advise is that, you know, and I struggle with this a little bit myself. So again, these are my thoughts. I'm putting them out to you as I think about maybe some solutions on how to better think about them, how to better go about them, and then hoping that they positively return back to me. When we talk about competition, I don't see competition. I've changed my thought on that, because everybody has a different start. Everybody has different resources. Everybody has a different walk, a different journey. And some people start out with millions of dollars, right? And they can invest in their company, their businesses, and their endeavors right away. Some people, though, don't have that, and they have to start small. You know, I'm talking about myself. I don't have millions sitting to the side to just throw into a podcast or a clothing brand. But what I do have is, and what you can also use as your resources, work ethics, ambition, drive, because even people who have these types of resources may not be able to have the same work ethic and the same type of ambition and drive that you have. So just because you don't have the money doesn't mean that there's someone out there that doesn't believe in you. Doesn't mean that there's someone out there that doesn't have faith in you and wants to invest in you. So you may not have it in your back pocket, but there's somebody out there who believes in you. So don't see competition. Don't compare yourself. Don't compare your path and the level of where you're at in your success, because you will get there. But one thing you gotta do is hone it in, tone it down, and keep going no matter what. It's always going to be someone that has gotten a little further than you, and someone that may not have gotten as far as you yet. And also, once you get there, help coach somebody else. You know, help somebody else along the way. I just feel like if you can't do that, then you're kind of not paying it forward for the things that you were able to accomplish while you were on your journey to success. All right, so I just want to say, you know, do that. You know, don't make someone your competition. Don't compare yourself. Just keep your head down, keep your chin up, and keep going forward. All right. So let's clap it up for not having competition and believing in your own self. Woo! Yeah, I'm excited about that, because that's the type of mindset I'm going to keep going. All right. All right. Next topic that I said I would discuss is Milan Rouge. Now, I don't know if y'all have heard about Milan Rouge, but she does have a clothing line called Milano de Rouge. Now, most people have been seeing just Milano in big letters, right? And you may not be hip to the whole title, but I know you've heard of Milano. You've seen different people in the industry, like Meek Mill, who is a big supporter of hers, who wears a lot of her stuff, and other artists that are in the industry wear her stuff as well. I really like her jumpsuits and her t-shirt line, and she is straight out of Philly. She inspires me because she took the same mindset that I want to take with my fashion brand when I do finally release that. Stay tuned for that. And she, like, basically, I watched a documentary recently about her, and it was her, like, giving an interview, and she was saying how she had created, like, this jumpsuit for her line, right? And the jumpsuit was, like, something that she had never done in her line. She had never emulated or orchestrated her line. And her team was even like flabbergasted and thrown off. They were like, wait, what? A jumpsuit and why? Because you've been doing so good with your other types of clothing, like your t-shirt line. And she was like, no, but this is what I want to do. So the message I got from that was, like, the people around you may not even see your vision, but you can see your vision. And it ended up being one of her top selling products today. And if you ever have a chance, check her out on Instagram. She is dope. Her Instagram name is I Am Milan Rouge. And you can also go to her fashion brand's Instagram page, which is Milano D Rouge. And so it's MilanoDiRouge. All right. And her Instagram, her personal Instagram name is IamMilanRouge. Another thing that I like about her is that she has a campaign for bringing awareness to HIV and AIDS. Now, this is not a topic that a lot of us like to bring up, because you may have had a family member who has HIV or AIDS. You may have seen them go downhill in their time. But one thing that she mentioned that I really thought was dope, and I want to share with you guys, is, like, she was saying how the reason why she came up with the campaign is because it's not enough awareness being brought to HIV and AIDS. And she felt like she needed to be more vocal in that area. And I feel like that's awesome, because that is a disease that's out here that's killing a lot and a lot of us. All right. Not me. I'm not saying I have HIV or AIDS. I pointed myself, but I'm not saying I have that, for those who are watching me live. But what I'm saying is, it's definitely a touchy situation. And I'm just excited that there's somebody out here who has the platform to be able to bring awareness to it and hopefully help people to be more knowledgeable about it. So let's clap it up for, you know, being aware and having somebody out there like Milan Rouge who is doing that for us. Woo! Yeah. All right. All right. And also, she has been helping to promote Meek Mill's podcast. I'm getting a little twisted up here. She has helped to promote his documentary that is on Amazon Prime Video. So check that out when you have a chance. I am a person that loves to see Meek Mill's story, because he went through the trenches as well. He was tried for a gun charge back when he was 19, and now he's able to be off probation. He was on probation for very long time. He just recently, I think he might be like in his early 30s, so to see him just now coming off probation for something like that is bonkers to me. All right. So I just feel like that's bonkers. But at the same time, he is now able to tell his story. And so I just want you guys to tune in if you have a chance, just to, you know, be able to give you an opportunity to see somebody go from zero to 100, even in their own criminal justice issues, such as Meek. I clap it up for Meek for being able to be off probation and also to be able to tell his story and hopefully motivate somebody else to get out here and still keep fighting no matter what. Clap it up for Meek for that. Yeah. All right. So again, you can follow her, Milan Rouge, on IamMilanRouge, and MilanoDiRouge is her fashion brand's Instagram name. All right, let's get into the next topic. Again, another part of my favorite segment in my podcast, and this one is talking about being real with your inner self. I'm talking about being real with your inner self before you can be real with anyone else. Right. I feel like a lot of times we are not real with ourselves. We don't take the time to, we don't take the time to be able to be real with ourselves, to sit with ourselves for a minute and figure out what's really going on, whether that be somebody getting into a new relationship, whether that be somebody going into a new business venture with a new business partnership, or whether that be somebody who is trying to have a decent, healthy friendship, right? And so what I mean by that is, let's just talk about relationship, for instance. It seems a little easier, right, to talk about when it comes to that. If you are not ready for a relationship, be real with yourself. If you are not able to be in a relationship that is healthy, if you feel like you may have gotten out of a bad relationship too recent and you feel like you need to take some time and figure things out, be alone for a minute. And be real with yourself in that moment. Say, you know, maybe this ain't the time. You know, when it comes to friendships, maybe you're going through some things. And, you know, when you, somebody once told me, when you are going through so much, you can end up bleeding on somebody else. And what that means is, like, you're sitting here going through things mentally on your own personal situations. And now you're trying to deal with friends, even business partners, even relationships, family members in general. And because you are so negative and inundated with the things that you have going on, you are bleeding on other people, right? Hurting other people, coming sharp and cutting at other people. So I just want to tell everybody, because this is something that I recently had to deal with. I'll be candid with you guys and be real with you guys, because I love all of my followers and the people that have been listening in. I have been through a domestic violence relationship as of few months ago. And that's really what inspired me to do this podcast, because it took me down mentally very strongly. And what I had to do going forward there has been, you know, people that have approached me, friendships, relationships, and I just was not there. I wasn't ready. And I knew I wasn't ready. And I had to slow down and back up a little bit and be real with myself and say, hold up, you need to get some healing. You need to get some help. You need to talk to someone who can help you through the things that have been bothering you. And so that was me being real with myself. But for a long time, I wasn't really being real with myself. And I was trying to bring myself around people too soon, trying to get into a relationship too early again. And it was just like, no, you got to put the pause, put the brakes on it real quick for a minute and be real with yourself and take care of you. Because if you don't take care of you mentally, physically, spiritually, you cannot take care of anybody else. All right, so I just wanted to share that with you guys, because I feel like it helped me to get that understanding, and I feel like it'll help you as well. All right, so clap it up for just being real with yourself. Yeah, I really, really hope that that advice, and I don't want to seem like I'm, you know, this is Iala, fix your life, but I'm just sharing with y'all what Miss Lyra goes through and hoping that it can help you as I work through these things myself. All right, let's get into the next topic. All right, before we get into our promos, all right, the ICE situation. Now, I don't know if anybody knows what ICE stands for, so I just want to keep it going and get you to understand that it means Immigration and Customs Enforcement, right? It was established in 2003, and we are now dealing with some issues as of recent in Mississippi, where first I want to talk about the little girl's father that was taken away. If you are on Instagram, if you follow the Shade Room, you will be able to see a clip of what was going on there. Her father was taken away from her during the ICE raid. Now, she was crying and pleading and really just so sad. And I can only imagine how that feels. She looked like she was no more than maybe 8 or 9 years old. And to have her father taken away from her due to the initiatives that our president, Donald Trump, is pretty much mandating through ICE, has caused this much turmoil. And not only that, but the immigration officials who raided a process plant in Mississippi, 680 people were arrested, and most were Latino. I think that's an issue, because I understand that he is trying to have an initiative of getting illegal immigrants out of the U.S., but at the same time, he's breaking up families, he's tearing people from their children, he's tearing children from their parents. When we start talking about breaking people away from their children and breaking away people from their, like, families like that, I just think it's a bit much, you know? Like the little girl, like, that was crying from her father being taken away during this ICE raid. Like, can you imagine now what does she do next? And I know they don't really care, but, like, you know, this is her caregiver. This is somebody that's really, you know, looking after her, making sure she's good. And now she doesn't have that person around because of this raid. I think it's sad. And I'm really just hoping that you guys will keep your prayers up for these individuals that are going through this. I'm definitely going to keep praying for them. I feel like it's unfair for them to take them away from their families in the way that they have. And I really, really hope that there can be some type of resolution behind it. Y'all drop a comment on Instagram, on YouTube. Let me know what y'all think. Like, is this fair? Is this right? Do y'all agree with the things that have been taking place or not? I don't know. I don't agree with it. And I just felt like I should share it with you guys. All right. All right. And so I also just want to get into my last segment of the show. I want to talk about my promos. All right. So before I get into that, though, y'all know I have to plug you in again to promote myself. So my Instagram name is Miss LaRae Podcast, and that's MISS_LA_RAE_podcast. I know y'all like, damn, that's a whole lot of underscores, but it is what my Instagram name is, and I felt like I needed to do that so that people can really see me on IG. So definitely follow me if you're not following me yet. I used to be on a private set mode on my Instagram, now in public. So anybody out there who is watching now, follow me up. Go on SoundCloud and watch my episodes, or I'm sorry, listen to my episodes on there. And you can also type in Miss LaRae, but it would be MISS_LA_RAE. All right. And also, go on YouTube, check me out. Thank you again to those who have been tuning in live on IG Live and YouTube Live. Clap it up for y'all. I see y'all. I also want to, all right, we have a question from one of the Instagram followers on live, and this is my cousin. Go follow her. Her Instagram name is Reina Jazzo. It's R-E-I-N-A-J-A-Z-Z-O. Shout out to her. Woo! And so her question was, why only 2 underscores and not 3 in my Instagram name? To be real with you, I didn't even really give it much thought, but the reason why is because the way I say my name is Miss LaRae, and I wanted there to be some significance in the separation between La and Ray. And then, you know, there's just one between my name and then podcast. No really significance as to why, just because I feel like, you know, it separates how I want my name to be pronounced, Miss LaRae, and then just to separate it out from that name to podcast. But thank you for that question. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate everyone for, no, it's showing only 2. Yeah. So that's the purpose of it all. It's just MISS_LA_RAE_ podcast. I didn't want 3 underscores in it, just wanted it like that. And to be honest, I really didn't even put much thought into it. I just wanted to separate it out in some type of way. But I do appreciate it. That is a good question. And shout out to the ones that went live with me, Smitty910, O Wilson, Riffic. I think it's Riffic87. Correct me in the live if I'm wrong, Riffic. He's definitely a dope producer out in VA, and he has been putting out music, so follow him as well. I hope I didn't miss anybody, but I just wanted to shout out the people that are with me on live on IG right now. All right. All right. And also, I wanted to let you know about my name on YouTube Live. It is Miss LaRae Podcast as well, but it's MISS_LA_RAE and podcast. So the only underscore in my name on YouTube is between La and Ray. All right. So check me out on there, subscribe on there, follow me on there. And I definitely will be going live more often. This is just the first episode, and I'm so elated for that. All right. So clap it up for me going live, because I know there were people wanting me to go on live, and I am finally here. Woo! All right. All right. So let's get into the promos. All right. So there is an event. There is an event that is going on October 31st through November 2nd. My church, my home church, which is A Word in Season Ministries Incorporated, will be having a gospel women's retreat from October 31st again to November 2nd of this year. It will be in Virginia Beach, Virginia. If you are in the area or if you want to be in the area, please go on the registration website. It will be at the DoubleTree Oceanfront Hotel, and the website name is awisministries.ticketleap.com/contenderscorner2019. Registration is now $50. All right. And for any questions and information that you need to contact someone on, you can contact 919-793-5377. You also can register for your hotel, and you do not have to pay at the time of registering. You can just register and pay at the hotel on the day of, which is October 31st. And what you will do is get a discounted rate if you go ahead and get that in. So if you are interested for attending this awesome and amazing women's retreat, which is the Contenders Corner, please go on that website. Again, it is awisministries.ticketleap.com/contenderscorner2019. There are going to be some awesome and amazing speakers. All right. Yeah. So there will be a host of speakers there, starting out from Fayetteville, North Carolina. If you are from the 910, Pastor Tamora Darden will be there. All right. And if you are from the Raleigh, North Carolina area, the 919, Overseer Erica Edwards will be there. And if you are from the High Point, North Carolina 336 area, Prophetess Angela Kitt will be there. They are some heavy hitters in ministry. I loved it last year. We had one at the same location, the DoubleTree Oceanfront Hotel at Virginia Beach, Virginia. It was phenomenal. And so if you are interested in attending, please do so. It is hosted by the awesome, the amazing Pastor Sabrina Lewis. Yeah. And she is also located in Apex, North Carolina. Again, her church is called A Word in Season Ministries Incorporated. All right. And so if you are interested, please feel free to do so. I did post a flyer on my Instagram page today. So if you did not catch that in this episode, please feel free to go on my Instagram page. And if you need more information, you can contact the number I provided or reach out to me directly. All right. All right. Let's get into the next thing I want to promo before I head on out for you guys. I want to promo my homie. He is awesome and great. He is in the Raleigh, North Carolina area. He goes by Rico Rock. If he is listening in, I hope that he hears this. I wanted to promote, he is an artist that is up and coming. His latest project is called Trapped, the Free P. You can hear that mixtape on Spinrilla. And so the link is spinrilla.com, mixtapes, Rico Rock, Trapped, the Free P. All right. You can also go on his IG. I'm sure that you can find any information on his mixtape that he's dropped. It is Reek Rock SOE. So that's REEKROKK, capital SOE. Check him out on IG. Check him out on his Twitter. It is Reek_Rock, REEK_ROKK. And his Facebook page, which is Rico Rock SOE. YouTube channel is Rico Rock. All right. He is also working on his next self-titled project, which is coming this fall, y'all. And it is entitled Rico. It's an EP that will be on Apple Music, Spotify, and all other major platforms. Clap it up for that, y'all. Yeah, check him out, check his music out. I'm sure it's something on there that y'all can get something out of. And I just really appreciate y'all for supporting those events and for supporting him as well. I will be, like I said, continuously promoting and giving y'all some more opportunity to hear even more businesses that are in the area. I am going to continue, obviously, as you know, doing as I do per usual. I will be back with another episode very soon. I appreciate y'all for tuning in so far. And I just want y'all to stay motivated, stay elevated, and keep going. All right. Thank you again for tuning in with Miss Lyrae. As y'all know, I always hope y'all have a great day. And check me out on all platforms when you get a chance. All right. Thank y'all for tuning in. Woo! Ain't even looking like you a fine. Bro, bitches.
just trying to do it for Twitter when they used to do it for Vine. 100 man at a hour.